Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's me, Nabil Abdul-Rashid, in case you have more than one Nabil on your phone, even though we all know there is only one. And I just want to let you know that I really think you should come down to Croydon Shopping Center. It's amazing. It was almost a Westfield, but then decided it didn't want to sell out. And for that alone, it deserves our respect. You need to come down there, play some video games, have some food, and get some Chinese traditional medicine, maybe even see a chiropractor.
I regret having this mint and then deciding to start recording. My tongue really hurts.
Okay, are you recording now?
Yeah, but I think we should stop and start again when I finish this mint.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a story then while you finish your mint.
Okay.
I went for a drink with an old school friend who lives in Brighton. Lovely bloke. So went to the Heart in Hand. And we met after he'd finished work and I'd finished doing whatever I was doing. And we had maybe 5 or 6 pints and a couple of twackers, you know. And I said, I'm going to go to the toilet now. No, I was a bit squiffy. I'd had 6 pints and a couple of shots. But
I chewed the mint and I regret it.
Yeah, it's an extra strong mint.
Ow.
Because, of course, I do drink probably more than the average person.
You drink more than the average
alcoholic.
Yes.
So I wasn't feeling the effect. But when I went to the toilet, Liam was fine, a bit squiffy. And then when I got back from the toilet, so we're talking 90 seconds late, 2 minutes, because I did a good old hand wash, as I do, 2 minutes max. I got back and he was battered. He just flipped on a sixpence. He tried to text his husband to come and pick him up, but ended up texting my girlfriend, just his husband's name. Paul. She can't help, she never met him. So in the end, Paul came to pick him up, and Paul, to be fair, was quite angry.
Well, what day of the week was this?
It was a Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
And it wasn't late. It was maybe, you know, 10:30. So I got home and I bought some chicken wings on the way home. And I got home, Beck said I was pretty pissed when I got in. But it's the fresh air, isn't it, that gets you when you've been sat down drinking.
It's
the fresh
air. It's not the alcohol that's the problem. It's the fresh air.
What I mean is.
That's why if you ever go for a really long dog walk, you come home absolutely smashed.
Yeah. No, but you can go. You can be sat in the pub, like a Sunday afternoon's a classic. Nice country pub, nice fire, nice bit of, like, you know, meaty, stodgy food, and 7 or 8 pints of ale, and you feel great. And then you walk home, and because you've been sedentary and warm, you're okay. But when the realism of the world hits you, you're fucked. So anyway, I got home a bit pissed, decided to sleep in the spare room because I knew that I would be snoring. So I had enough with me to be like, I'm not going to ruin your night's sleep. I'll go into the spare room. Wednesday morning comes round. Becca brings me a cup of tea. Says, thanks for doing that. How's your head? I was fine, to be honest with you. I stay hydrated as well. You've got to drink water while drinking beer. I text Liam and was like, how are you? And he said, he got home and he threw up everywhere.
Oh, no.
And he was in trouble with Paul.
All right, I finished my mint. Should we do some TripAdvisor reviews?
Lovely. Really enjoy it.
C So, William, it's a National Treasures first. We're going to a shopping centre.
We're going to a shopping centre. We are.
You're very trepidatious about this, aren't you?
So we're going to a shopping centre that I think is going to be reasonably similar to every shopping centre I went to in my childhood, and not one of them I would put under the umbrella of enjoyable.
Yeah, okay. So what we've decided to do is we've given ourselves a budget each to spend, so that we're not just traipsing around not doing anything. We're going shopping, aren't we?
We're going shopping.
How do you feel about shopping generally? You strike me as a man that likes a shop.
Honestly, I can't answer that question. I'm not being coy. Like, I'm not...
So we're going shopping, and we're going to the Whitgift Shopping Centre. I've never been before.
No, I've never been before either.
My whole experience of Croydon really is changing trains at East Croydon, and that's all I know it for. So I'm excited. Will, I've had a look at the TripAdvisor.
Okay.
Now, there aren't many reviews, to be honest. There's only about 100. And I went to it very prepared that people were not going to rave about this shopping centre, probably. They were probably going to use it to air grievances.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we'll start with the baddies, because that's what we're sort of expecting from this TripAdvisor. We've got a 1-star here. It just says, I would not recommend this centre, as the security staff think they are something special.
Well, that's been written by a shoplifter, isn't it?
Oh, I thought this one might interest you as a possible activity we could do.
Okay.
Says, 1-star, just awful. Just awful. Groups of kids hanging around completely unnecessarily. As it turns out, it was for a pre-arranged fight. Need I say more?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, who won?
Yeah. West Croydon side story.
Also, I think, like, you can't say they were hanging around unnecessarily. If you've arranged to fight someone, it's very rude to not hang around.
Yeah, yeah, completely. It's not, they're not loitering, they're better for a ruck.
Yeah, leave them alone. Oh, this one, here we go. So, I mean, most of the review is just quite shitty about it. It used to be lovely. The world's a terrible place nowadays. The parking is expensive. And then just the final thing, it just says, the streets are smothered in chewing gum.
Smothered?
Right, smothered.
Yeah, good. I mean, not a good. Is it a good word?
I think so. Smothered really sounds like it's all still wet and sticky. Like, it's not loads of that, like, Dalmatian effect. It's like... Smothered.
Yeah, you know,
like
when you go to an old pub and the floor's really sticky? I'm expecting that, but not through spilled beer, just through the world's shittest trampoline park.
Another 2 stars here. Very drab centre. In need of massive investment. Loads of empty shops. Large amounts of kids always hanging around. Fighting outside McDonald's. No atmosphere.
Atmosphere? What a fucking restaurant.
It made it... That one sounded to me like he wanted, like, a soundtrack to the fight.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Like, I mean, poor kids having to fight with no atmosphere. Like, how do they get their steam up?
Well, I've got to say, I was trepidatious, and now I'm a bit less trepidatious about how fun it's going to be, but more trepidatious about getting stabbed up.
Do you want to hear the most wholesome review I've ever come across?
Of course.
Right. 5 stars. I have been coming to the Whitgift Centre for many years and have seen it change so many times.
Oh, God.
I mean, when I was tiny, the centre didn't even have a roof.
Fuck me.
Does
that mean she remembers it when it was being built, or...?
There's no way to tell. It was all open air, for goodness sake.
For goodness sake.
For goodness sake. My, how things have changed. I think the centre, considering how old it must be now, is in pretty great condition still. I go here regularly and still have plenty of shops to look in. The Whitgift Centre shops always seem to have everything I need, and they have plenty of places to eat, too. My favourite one being English and Continental. Boy, oh boy, they have so much choice on their menu, and what's more, it's so reasonable.
English and Continental.
And the staff there are always so lovely. It's a pleasure to go and dine at their place. Overall, I think the Whitgift Centre is still going strong. As for the closed-down shops, I'm sure other businesses will go in their place when the time comes.
Whit Gift Centre has always served me well over the years, and I hope it will continue to do so for many years to come.
And do you know what, madam, or sir, I hope the same too. You're my favourite person on TripAdvisor.
So there we go. Are we going to have a fight? Will there be an atmosphere? Will all our shopping needs be met?
Will we have a wonderful dining experience at English and Continental? I've had no lunch.
I am hungry.
Great.
We've arrived. Will is not enjoying the car park.
It's so dark. It's so...
Well, you are wearing sunglasses. Do you want your...
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing sunglasses. I'm wearing sunglasses.
It looks like old ice skating rinks from the 90s outside.
Hell of a local reference. If anybody ever went to Peterborough Ice Rink during the time of the Peterborough Pirates ice hockey team, it's very similar to that.
Right, let's pay for parking and head in. Great. There was a lot of moaning about parking. How much are we guessing 2 hours parking is going to be?
So we're going to buy, what, 2 hours, 3 hours? I'll be angry if it's more than £7.
Oh, fuck off. I think it's going to be like 15.
15?
Yeah. Let's have a look.
We're annoyed, but not for the reason we thought we'd be.
Ooh.
Up to 4 hours... was £5.
That is so reasonable.
Yeah. Also, it wouldn't let me buy 4 hours. It would only let me buy 2 hours for £4.
What?
So it was 4 hours for £5.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't let me buy 4 hours. It said not available. So I've bought 2 hours for £4.
Okay.
I think we can agree that's quite reasonable. Let's go.
Oh no, we're going to go through a multi-storey car park staircase, which I think is one of the most disgusting places in the world.
Yeah, it's been designed clearly to the brief of, make it good for taking heroin in and nothing else.
Okay, we are through the big blue doors. First thing you see, picture of Boris Johnson on the wall as the Mayor of London.
Wow.
How has that not been graffitied? Nice little bit about the trams in Croydon. And then, now we're in. Don't think any of these shops are open, though.
I think they're not open. I think they're not open, Laura, because they're boarded up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you walk in and there's like a few boarded up shops, a bar that's shut, a research centre and an art gallery, and then an aquarium shop.
I was not expecting an aquarium shop to be the first open thing.
It looks so good.
When I've done my wee, let's go in there.
Okay, great.
We've found the toilets. They are up here on the top floor, so this feels like a good place to start. We'll start up here where there's just toilets, and then we'll work down.
Before we get into it, Laura, shall we have a chat about the man we walked past?
Oh, dear,
We walked past a man. Now, bear in mind, if you recall from TripAdvisor, there was a lady who remembered when all this was roofless. Now there is very much a roof, a nice glass roof. We walked past a man inside, just smoking a fag, and then he spat on the floor, just spat on the tile. And that has probably been the best thing I've seen. I've been here. Now, look, I don't want to judge a book by its cover, Laura, but I crave a walk in Box Hill.
Will, I'm going to try and keep a little bit more of an open mind than I feel you've got. You've shut your mind down.
No, I haven't shut my mind down. I'm, you know what the stereotypical thought when someone said, let's go to Croydon Shopping Centre? All of the sort of prejudice and, oh, that's going to be, fair though.
Yeah, so far it's been a little bleak, but we've only made a mad dash to the toilet so far. Yes, there is a whole line of school children. We're actually here on World Book Day. There's a whole line of school children all dressed up downstairs, which is beautifully gorgeous.
Oh, their teacher is either dressed like Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter or has got a wicked sense of personal style.
I think both. Should we mention that we've accidentally come dressed the same today?
Yeah, we've both worn pink jumpers, blue jeans, and sunglasses.
Fancy shoes. Right, let's go back down on the escalator then, and we're going to start with level 2. I really hope there's food on level 2.
I'm not sure I'll be eating anything that's prepared in here.
You are such a snob.
No, I just haven't got dysentery and want to keep it that way.
Okay, first of all, on our right, there's a kitchen shop. Can we go in the kitchen shop and look at stuff?
Go in the kitchen shop.
Wow, look at the size of that blue roll. Should we buy some blue roll?
No, I'm all right for blue roll, but I think if I do need blue roll, I'll be coming here.
Yeah, that's a lot of blue roll.
I genuinely really like sets of pans like this.
Yeah, so Will is looking at a really nice set of all different sized pans. You know, when the biggest ones on the bottom and then they stack up smaller on top. A little bit of red with a bit of shiny silver on it. It's kind of like an independent Robert Dias, isn't it? Do you know what? I've genuinely been thinking about getting an air fryer.
I've got an air fryer.
Is it good?
It's fantastic. I made some fish tacos the other day. And I had to do all the fried a fish. And then I didn't eat all of them. And then the next day I just popped them in the air fryer and they were good as gold.
They've got some air fryers here. Maybe that's what I'll buy for myself as my little treat.
I will say, Laura, I think you should get an air fryer. I think these ones are quite overpriced.
Oh, do you? Is that expensive for an air fryer?
My one was cheaper than all of these and was small. It's bigger than all of these.
Ooh, okay. Will thinks so far the Wick Gift Centre is marking up their air fryers.
No, please.
That's a nice teapot. Nice little bamboo handle on a teapot just to our left. Do you have a teapot?
I do. It's a William Morris pattern.
Oh, did you get it from the William Morris Gallery?
No, I got it from Amazon.com.
William, that's why the high street's dying.
Yeah, but the air fryer was so much cheaper.
What do you think of these tablecloths?
Wow, they've got them. They're on like a roller, like you'd expect to find.
Fabric, yeah.
Oh, I would have said wrapping paper.
Oh, yeah. You just tell them how long a tablecloth you need and they cut it to size for you.
Big fan of that.
Oh, they've got curtains. I don't need any curtains. This shop's got everything. William! Look at this chair cover. Please describe what we are looking at.
It's the kind of thing I think the aristocracy in the 1930s would have described as a bit too much.
It's like if you wanted your sofa to be wrinkled, fluffy, and beige.
If you wanted an old English sheepdog but weren't allowed a pet in your flat, perfect.
Oh, that is nasty. Well, there's a DIY section. This place has got everything. I like it here, Will. I find places like this comforting, you know?
Yeah, I always get a little bit in departments like this, like DIY departments, I always feel a little bit emasculated because I know full well I don't own any wire strippers, have very little need for some wire strippers, and should the need arise for me to strip a wire, I just call a man.
Maybe we should... I've got wire strippers, you can always call me.
No, I'll just call the man.
Why wouldn't you call me?
Because you're a lady.
I'm good at stripping wires. Oh, weight scale thing. You know, that's for like measuring your suitcase when you're going to the airport.
Yep, newtons per square metre. I need an ironing board.
Oh, there's some toys in this corner. And handbags. Crockery.
It's sad that, you know, that thing that you sometimes hear when you go, where are you going? I'm postulating.
Can you hold the microphone then, because my arm's tired.
Sometimes you read things on the internet, things like, there will be a time when your parents picked you up and put you down and it was the last time and neither of you knew. Or one time your friends came to call on you to play and it was the last time but none of you knew. I'd like to add to that, there was once a time when you went to the shop and were genuinely excited to look at the toys and it was the last time. Like when did I not want a JCB toy? I mean, for 35 quid, never.
That is expensive. Yeah, but I still go and buy board games, so I feel like I still have that joy.
But I think as the child that would have been excited by the JCB wouldn't have given two shits about Kronkle de Smirkenverve in the Tavern game.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Taverns of Tiefenthal.
Yeah, Kronkle de Smurfleturf.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A see-through toaster.
Well, I've loved it.
Do you remember John Tickle
from Big Brother? Brainiac.
Yeah, wanted to invent a toaster where the two slices toasted at slightly different times so that you could butter and get one ready while the second one was still cooking.
I don't hate it.
No. I remember people really laughing at him at the time, but actually, good idea.
So you leave the kitchenware shop, and then I'm afraid to say it's quite a few empty units.
Yeah, there's a lot of shutters down. Is that Superdry store shut up too?
Yeah, now I don't know if that's... I mean, that's an arcade in there that's clearly open, but there are shutters.
Maybe you just get to it from another place.
Yeah. Also, I mean, beneath us are just quite a lot of empty units. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, is that the death of the high street? Is it the fact that, you know, it's sort of it's the beginning of the year, so contracts may have ended and not been refilled?
I mean, it's March.
It's March. Just.
Not the beginning of the year. See, Clark's Shoes there, that's not shut down, but it is... Closed. Are we just in a closed corner? There's a shop over there called Paris Climate.
Let's go and look at Paris Climate.
Paris Climate must have been really annoyed after the Paris Climate Accords just vacuumed up their search engine optimization.
One USP. And it appears to be a games shop, toys and games.
Yeah. Well, you know what Paris is famous for? Super Change Robot, the Ultimate Knight. Oh, this is like knockoff Transformers. Super Change Robots.
It is a Super Change Robot, and their name for Optimus Prime is Tower Thunder.
Oh, Dance Angel Princess. Those pop in and out rubber things like cake pop molds that are all the rage now that fidget spinners are out.
I can't believe fidget spinners are out.
Do you have a fidget spinner?
I had one.
You seem like a prime candidate for somebody that needs a fidget spinner.
No, I had one, but I was about 30 when they were big, so I didn't buy one because I'm not a nonce.
Did you steal it from a child then?
I confiscated it from a child at the school I worked at.
And kept it? Oh, there's tables over there. That might be somewhere we could eat.
Yeah, well, I did keep it, but it was more that I sort of forgot I had it and then quit the job and...
That is stealing.
Yeah, but he was using it as a weapon. It's English. It's English and continental.
We found English and continental. Should we go there for lunch?
Yeah. Do you want to eat now?
I do, yes.
Great.
Because we don't want you to miss a moment, we should point out we tried valiantly to go to English and continental, but flying in the face of pretty much the entire world, it's cash only. And we only have £6 to our name. So we've been assured that there is a cash machine on the ground floor. Ah! Will spotted a NatWest in the distance. So we're going to get some cash, and then we're going to go back up. I honestly do not know the last time I took cash out of the bank. But okay, back to open-minded. I am excited to go and eat some English and continental food.
What do you think they're going to have this English and continental?
Chips and brie.
Do you think chips are English?
Big fat chips, yeah, that's
big
what we're
fat
going for.
Big fat chips.
Like fish and chips is the English cuisine.
Okay, well, I'll be very excited to see. We're going to go there now, and then we're going to go...
Have a nice day, guys.
You too, mate. Wow, a nice man.
What happened there?
A man just said we should have a nice day, and we said thanks.
Why did he say that? Were you smiling at him?
No.
Will, I like this menu. They've got apple tango.
Yeah, and they've got original Lucozade, but not orange Lucozade. And the first thing on the menu, Laura, guess what it is?
I did actually see this, but I'm going to let you have your moment.
Banana and peanut butter sandwich.
Delicious. I'm having a cheese omelette with chips.
I wanted a corned beef sandwich. They've got no corned beef, so I'm having tomato, mozzarella and pesto panini.
This place is so... I think in the interest of fairness, we can't pretend it's not a rundown shopping mall. But what it is making me do is feel so nostalgic for a time when I was a teenager... where you would just like mooch around town. And part of this is I flicked my glasses then, I was so excited. Part of my excitement is the menu is littered with paninis. And it has just thrown me back to a time when paninis were the height of cool. Like, I remember paninis becoming a thing. I remember life pre-paninis.
PP.
The
menu is littered with paninis and the floor is smothered in chewing gum.
I haven't seen any chewing gum.
I'll give it this. Apart from that man I saw spit on the floor, it's been quite clean.
Yeah. Oh, but do you remember when paninis came in? Like Costa and coffee shops suddenly got a panini grill and you'd have mozzarella and tomato and the tomato would be too hot and flavourless. Oh.
Yeah. And I always think it's funny because panini is just an Italian word that means sandwiches.
Does it?
Yeah.
Ooh, drinks are coming. My apple tango and my cup of tea.
What was your Saturday mooching? What did it involve?
Yeah, so I grew up in Taunton, well, outside Taunton, but when I was a teenager, it was before mobile phones. Not everybody had a mobile phone.
I got my first one when I was like 14.
Yeah.
Siemens A38.
I had a Siemens. It was a blue one. I can't remember what type it was. But I know. But even if you had a mobile, you definitely didn't always have credit.
I never had credit. Did your phone have the thing where, like, you had zero credit and then you got, like, £2 of overdraft credit?
Yes, I think you did. You could dip in a little bit. So, like, you still had to make plans. We're probably one of the last generations that had to make plans. So me and my lot, it would always be 10 o'clock outside Boots, because Boots was right near Vivery Park. But it was also like in the shopping centre bit. There was a Pastimes just there. Do you remember Pastimes?
They was really boring, apart from they always had a full selection of horrible histories.
Did they?
Yeah.
It was mainly like photo frames and...
Yeah, photo frames like a map of Rutland from 1630.
Yeah, that was near the Boots. And then there was a little panini place just round the corner.
Sorry to go back to Pastimes, I'd forgotten all about it. They always had as well, and I remember really wanting one and my dad having to explain to me on a almost fortnightly basis that I had no need for a wax seal.
See, that's really funny, because at one point in my school days, Lucy Knight bought me a wax seal.
And did you ever use it?
No, I don't think I did. My problem as a teenager, though, was I was such a hoarder. I would never want to...
Such a what, sorry?
Yes, thank you. I would never want to use up things like that, and it just meant I never used them. Like, the phrase, when it's gone, really got to me as a kid.
I think, you know, like you say, you should be your real self. I think my real self does, like, handwrite letters with a quill and have a wax seal, but I could never commit to being that. I'll tell you who I really like. Do you know comedian and actor George Fouracres?
Yeah.
Currently Hamlet at the Globe. Big, that, isn't it? But he, like, his whole aesthetic and self is 1920s landed gentry, but not in a I'm doing this for an effect way. He just likes everything about that. So he drinks out of an elephant tusk goblet and he wears, like, wingtip shoes, because he just likes it. And I think, yeah, fair play, George. I think I should wear a ruff.
Maybe you should. Bring it back. In fact, I introduced his show to Radio 4 recently. He's got a Radio 4 special.
No, I know he has. Because the Radio 4 people came to see his show and my show on the same day.
Ooh, sucks to be Will Duggan.
I'll be honest with you, Laura, yeah.
Except that you're here having a day out with me and he's not.
He's at the Globe in Hamlet.
Yeah, and you're here having a day out with me. What was your Saturday like as a teen?
So there are two, like, phases to my Saturday as a teen. First one, younger teen, Liam Payne and I, not the one from One Direction, different guy, would go swimming, but lengths, not floats.
Inflatables.
Yeah, none of that. It was, you know, we'd do 40, 50 lengths, and then we'd go to the Kettering Kebab House and have a quarter pound of cheese. Then we'd mooch around. Then I got a bit older.
HMV?
Yeah, but more for the
Accessorize?
No, we'd more for the DVDs than the films. And then we'd go to...
Food's here.
Thank you very much.
Will's got a panini. Oh, and I've got an omelette and chips. Thank you so much.
Quite a bit older. I would go to the... That's a salty lettuce.
Have you ever seen more beige on my plate right now?
That's incredible.
I'm so happy.
I'll take a picture of you at dinner. I'd go to the William Nibb Centre... William Nibb, an abolitionist from Kettering. Then I'd learn to play, like, guitar riffs. Then I'd go to the library gardens to try and kiss girls. and would often succeed.
Can you smell sweet corn really strongly?
I can really smell sweet corn. Oh, there's a man selling sweet corn.
So what we've done now is we've come down to the bottom floor because we've realised this is where the doors to all the shops upstairs are actually open. So upstairs was a bit sad, but downstairs, it's a shopping mall.
Yeah, you've got everything. You've got Clarks, you've got Liberty Smith.
I've never seen a sweet corn counter before.
There's one in Walthamstow.
Clarks shoes. You can't go wrong with a Clarks shoe, Will.
How many pots of sweet corn do you think he sells in a day?
I do not know. The smell of it is making me feel yippy.
Oh, I love sweet corn.
Yeah, but you don't want to just eat a pot of it, do you?
I actually wouldn't mind.
Do you want one right now? Go and get a pot of sweet corn.
I don't want a pot of sweet corn right now. I've just had a mozzarella and tomato and pesto panini. Though I will say, English and continental, you were a bit stingy with the pesto. There's a shop there that says, how can you beat a bad back? And I'm like...
With a stick.
I haven't seen an officer's club
What's
for a while.
What's happening over there? Is that a furniture shop? There's a Poundland?
The pawnbrokers has moved. I mean, you know that business is bad when the pawnbrokers is going out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, some big toys. What we got here? TheToyShop.com. Plushies.
It's a good word, plushies, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good content, us just saying the word plushies. Oh, look at this. So there's some toy dolls here. There's like a rainbow high colour change car, and then there's the rainbow high house, and there's a doll's bed, and then above it says, it's one of those like neon wall signs.
In a real house, it would say live, laugh, love.
Yes, but in this, it says dreaming is always in fashion.
What's your favourite like live, laugh, love sign?
We've discussed this before, William. You know the answer.
What is it? I've forgotten.
I tell you one. No, I can't say it. I'm going to have to edit this out because somebody I know has got it in their house. But if you become a patron, I'll message you and tell you what it was. It is...
Oh, my God. Fuck off. So call social services. You don't deserve to have kids.
Should we look in the Waterstones? Do Laura's annual... Disappointed at
no,
the lack of her shop?
I don't want you to be sad.
But what if it's there, William, and I'm happy?
It's not, though, is it?
Ah.
Because they've sold it out. It's so great.
New book coming out in June.
Is it? What's this one about?
Netball.
I did know that. I was just giving a little plug.
All right. Oh, Krispy Kreme donuts. What's your favourite Krispy Kreme?
I don't like donuts.
What?
I think donuts are cloying in the mouth.
You are a mad human being. What's your top pudding, then?
Pudding?
Like a transportable pudding.
Chocolate eclair?
That's basically a donut.
No, it's not.
That's a long, thin donut with the cream on the outside.
Well, for a start, the cream's on the inside.
Well, then it's a donut.
And it's not a donut because it's choux pastry, not dough. It's not glazed, it's not... It's also, I think donut, like half a donut is enough. Don't get me wrong. There will be pictures of me. There will be evidence of me eating a donut. And I have done. And I will do again.
Please, just, find them and shame him.
But I just think that... Oh, we could have had sushi for lunch.
Oh, Claire's accessories.
Do you want to get your ear pierced?
Do you reckon they still do that?
Yeah, nose piercing available.
Oh, my God, they've still got the chair in the window. Shall I get my ear pierced?
Yeah.
Should we go in and ask? Let's go in and ask.
So, we are now in a Claire's Accessories. Two people born before the fall of the Berlin Wall. A combined age of 70 years old. One of them a homeowner. Two of them reasonably successful in their careers, and one of them is about to get their ear pierced in a Claire's Accessories in Croydon at 2:40 on a Thursday afternoon. We go straight over now live to Laura Lex. Laura, how are you feeling?
I'm very excited. I never do impulsive things. Tom's going to be so surprised.
I'll be honest with you, I'm quite surprised.
Do you think, is my ear getting pulled off?
I think you're going to get some very cheap metal put through a part of your body, and you're going to pay for that privilege. Have you ever had whereabouts in your ear you're getting pierced?
The top bit, that curly over bit.
I had that pierced when I was 21.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I was about 5 years too old at that point. Because I was never in the band Five, you see, so it didn't really suit me. But hey, this is the world we live in, so that's going to happen.
Is it going to hurt?
Well, they're going to stab you. They're going to shoot you with a gun that stabs, so yeah, it'll hurt a bit, but not too much. You're getting it now?
A little bit, but...
It's too late. Well, it's not too late, because you leave, I suppose, we don't live here. Here we go, the lady's here.
Hello.
Hi. She's 35.
Today?
No.
No, just in general.
Thank you.
Okay, Laura has signed the paperwork. She is ready. How are you feeling, Laura?
I'm nervous, actually. I don't like being in pain, but...
It won't hurt.
It's always bad though when you have to sign those waivers before you do something that's like, when by the way, your ear might fall off. You could die.
When I was 18.
Do you want it sort of along here?
I don't know really.
If you go further up, it's going to be a bit tricky.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Because, no, I'll show you in a second. Yeah, sure. Because your ear folds over a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think one here might be nice. Okay,
okay,
I'll show
cool.
you.
When I was 18, Laura, I went to Ibiza. I got my nipple pierced and I wet myself for the pain.
Nipple piece, right? I always end up grabbing
them
like this.
Yeah, I was quite drunk and it really hurt and I pissed myself.
You did it while you were drunk?
It was Ibiza. It was Ibiza in 2005. It was the Wild West.
I would wet myself if you got your nipple pierced right now.
And now I'm just going to doss it with a little cocktail stick, okay? And then I'm going to show you in the mirror and you tell me what you think.
I'd gone that day in Ibiza to get a tattoo, but the tattooist had gone home.
Sorry.
Thank God. Because the tattoo I'd wanted hadn't been nice.
Oh, what was the tattoo then?
Oh, it was just a stupid 18-year-old tattoo. And I never got it in the end. The dot is in place.
The dot is in place, and we are...
The eyes have got nervous. The hands have got...
I'm sweating so much.
And we're cleaning the gun.
Knees weak, arms sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. The gun is clean. The packaging is sterile. The gun is loaded,
oh
Laura.
God, this is gonna be
It's not going to hurt. You're going to be grand, mate.
Well, it's going to hurt me.
It's in the ear. No. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no, it didn't hurt at all.
It didn't hurt at all, and it is done. Laura.
She can.
I got my ear pierced.
Laura's got her ear pierced.
Yeah,
I think it's a nice place because your ear curves up the top of your ear, curves up a little bit, so you wouldn't see it proper there. You've got a little gap there, and I think it's a really... And then later on, if you want to use a hoop, perfect place.
And that's it. Laura's got her ear pierced.
I have got
Well, there we go. We'll probably... Let's pay for this and then go to the car, really. Right, Laura, you, have a chat with Laura.
I just got my ear pierced and I'm so excited. I never do impulsive things. My ear does feel like it's big and fat right now and it hurts quite a lot. But I'm so excited. I've got a little glittery stud just in the foldy over bit of my ear. Will, do you think it looks beautiful?
I think it looks wonderful. I actually think it's the kind of thing that if I didn't know that you didn't have it and someone said, does Laura Lex have a little tiny stud hidden in her left ear? I'd go, probably.
It felt appropriate to do here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something that you would get done in the 90s in somewhere that you should have come in the 90s. Well, it's not been that bad, has it? It's been ups and downs.
I don't know why you're being so negative. It's been lovely.
I think I'm quite sad. Well, firstly, I'll be honest with you. The fact that we saw the man smoking and spitting inside did colour my opinion immediately.
You love smoking, and I'm sure you've spat before.
I've not smoked for ages. I don't spit inside. But shall we head over to see someone that does genuinely love this place and go and chat to Nabil?
Let's do it.
Bye.
We're joined now by Nabil. Hello, my love. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much for sending us to Croydon Shopping Centre. It's the first time we've ever been to a shopping centre.
That's unfortunate.
So, why there? Why is that your favourite day out, please?
Well, I mean, with what I do for a living, I travel a lot, like far away from where I live, which is Croydon. So on the days that I want to have a good time with my family, I don't want to have to go through that burden again of traveling great distances. Plus, we have everything we need in Croydon. You know, for example, I'm a big gamer. I love video games. My kids love video games. Well, we've got a really cool arcade where you pay one entry fee and you have access to the arcade all day from when it opens to when it closes. And they've got games all the way from Atari and Nintendo and arcade games all the way down to the most recent consoles. I'm a big foodie and we have really cool food in the Croydon Shopping Center area. Ranging from Malaysian to Thai to Chinese to Korean to Ghanaian to Kurdish. It's all there. More variety even than Central London, I would argue. So, like, why would I want to leave when everything is just right there? And we can ride there on the tram, which is the most reliable form of transport in the UK, even though it doesn't go anywhere important. Like, oh, my God, I must make it to Argos in 5 minutes. No fear. The tram is here. I love it.
Bill, have you started working for TfL?
No, I hate TfL. We don't have the underground in Croydon. We just have the overground, the reliable East Croydon station, probably one of the busiest train stations right next to Clapham Junction, which, might I add, is only 10 minutes away from East Croydon station. All roads lead to Croydon, except West Croydon. You must stay very far away from West Croydon.
Do you know what I love about this? Is that it's so easy for people, especially comics, to really like slag off where they're from and where they live. Like, it's such an easy joke to make. It's so refreshing to hear somebody being genuinely really enthusiastic about their neighbourhood.
Oh, but I love it. It's great. Plus, everyone knows me here. So, like, if I forget my wallet, I can just pay for shit the next day. It's amazing. It's brilliant. I love credit. You know, people say to me, Nabil, you're successful now. Successful in inverted commas. You're successful now. Why do you still live in credit? Why would I move? Where else would I go? North London? I think not. Credit is amazing. We even have chiropractors here. How many areas have a chiropractor and a Ghanaian restaurant within a stone's throw of each other? Name one. And... Exactly, you can't.
Ghana?
Croydon runs.
Ghana? One thing that did make me sad, Nabil, because every time that you and I have seen each other and speak, we talk about perfumes and fragrances. And I wanted to buy a perfume sent to by the man that I know that knows more about perfumes than anyone else I've met, and there was nowhere for me to buy a perfume in Croydon in the shopping
centre. That is a lie. That is a lie of the heart.
Oh, okay.
I'll have you know, some of my best scents I've ever purchased were opposite the shop I used to work in Croydon shopping centre, just downstairs. I can't remember what they were called. It was scent something. These places are never named creatively, right? And not only did they have one branch, they had two. The second branch of this shop was directly behind the first branch. So if you missed it one way, you found it on the other. One is facing the entrance and the other the exit. And just a stone's throw away from this perfume shop is a Malaysian restaurant, which is upstairs.
So you can turn up to your chiropractor deliciously full of food and smelling great.
Yes, and then around the corner from that, we have some Chinese medicine. I'm not sure if they're actually Chinese or if any of the stuff they sell is medicinal, but that's what it's labeled.
Dr.
TCM.
Did you grow up in Croydon?
Chinese
then?
Medicine. I grew up in a place very similar to Croydon called Nigeria. I'm not sure if you are aware of this small country of small and quiet, humble people, but most of my life in the UK I have spent in the borough of Croydon.
Nice. So what can you describe for us, like, say from the age of like 13 to 18, what a Saturday morning as a teenager in Croydon was like for you?
I moved to Croydon at about 17, so think 3 of those years would be fictitious.
All right, let's see. What was your Nigerian teenage weekend like compared to your Croydon teenage weekend then?
So Nigerian teenage weekend... You know, I started driving at about 13, 14. Now, the legal age to drive in Nigeria was about 17. But also, we had bribery. So, I would go out for a drive, pick up my friends, and we'd go play basketball. I was a very good basketball player as a youngster. I wasn't very tall, but I jumped very high, so it balanced out. We'd play basketball against rival schools on the weekend and basketball at school during the week. You know, it was amazing because, like, you know, every now and then, you know, we would have, like, gatherings, like house parties and stuff. You know, we would go out, and after, like, a game of basketball, there was this, like, we had open barbecues on the street where you could just buy what you wanted. So we'd have, like, street food, and, like, we'd have parties outside. And, yeah, it was just fun. It was really, really, really fun. So lots of sports and partying. Of course, in between loads of studying, because it's Nigeria after all, and we all had Nigerian parents. So, but yeah, it was loads of sporting activity, loads of partying, loads of street food, loads of fun. And, you know, every now and then we would get into big fights with our rival schools, because that was the tradition on a Friday.
Oh, that's nice to have a tradition of violence.
Keeping the old ways alive with a good old fight.
Yeah. Every now and then I look for alumni from my rival school. Track them down.
A Nigerian woman that I used to work with, she taught me how to make jollof rice, and I made it. And she took it to her church on a Sunday, and they refused to believe that it had been made by a white man because it was so tasty. And I'm going to make some for you.
Okay, challenge accepted.
It's good jollof rice, man. It's good jollof rice.
I'm going to make a traditional English dish for you, and you're going to give it to your friends, and they're going to refuse to accept that a black man made it. So I'm going to buy some cabbage.
But scampi's really easy, isn't it?
That's not English.
It's just a potato, isn't it? No, even that's not English. That's American, technically, isn't it?
You know, it's true, right? Like, when in college, like, we all used to make fun of each other, like, oh, Jagani and Goyi Fufu, Nigerian Goyi Jollof. And then when it was time to rinse the English guy, everybody just went quiet. Like, what do you guys eat?
Crisps.
We eat food from other countries.
Yeah.
We
had such a nice time. It felt so nostalgic to be in a mall like that. We went shopping and then we just sort of cut to
lunch?
Talking to you. English and Continental.
Really?
Yeah.
You came down to a vibrant area like Croydon. I went to have an English and Continental. You see what I mean?
but only because, Nabil, on the TripAdvisor for Croydon Shopping Centre, there was a lovely review by a woman who was probably about 80 years old.
Well, actually, I'm starting to think
weekend.
It was Nabil now.
No, but he'd have gone to somewhere nice at the Ghanaian restaurant, get his back cracked.
Well, that's true.
But we had a lovely time. Thank you so much for sending us there, mate. It was great.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for giving a try to Croydon, which I must remind you has some of the best public transport thanks to the tram.
And where can people catch you? You've got so much going on at the moment. How can people keep up with what you're doing?
They can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. They just need to type my name and I appear everywhere. Or
yeah,
say it five times in front of a mirror. At your peril.
Oh, that was lovely, Nabil Abdul Rashid there. Just telling us all about Croydon and where you can find him. You should check him out. You've just missed his Soho Theatre run, but I'm fairly sure they will have recorded it. So look out for that special on Stuff. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you. I'll be honest with you, Laura. I kind of want to go back to Croydon just to give it another little go.
Yeah.
But I won't.
You were so judgy.
But this, you can listen to all of our stuff wherever you get your podcast. If you go to @treasurespod on either Twitter or Instagram, we've got a link tree where you can link to all of our things, all different feeds, email. And if you like what we do and want to throw us some cash, you can go to patreon.com/nationaltreasures and sign up to get loads of bonus content for a low price of £5 per month.
Yeah, and please do that. If you're enjoying this, like, obviously we dish this out for free, but we pay to make it. But we want it to be a viable business. And so we're offering on the Patreon, you get 4 episodes a month of Years and Years, which is me and Will discussing history in depth. You also get the extra live stream, which comes out as a podcast in case you don't want to attend the live stream. And that is pretty good, isn't it, Will? And also, you get longer episodes of these main flavour episodes. You get the extended. It's usually about 10 to 15 minutes extra in the Patreon episode. So it's quite a lot for your fiver.
Every week is a Richard Donner cut of the podcast.
Boom.
Also, if you want to give us a tenner a month, you get all sorts of cool shit. Get on and have a look. Thank you for listening. We love you.
We love you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.